pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to an international special edition of the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, as well as at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. Also, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. If you follow that account, you'll get my sports betting opinions. You'll get free plays. The last one was a one-unit winner. And most significantly, you'll get to see my profit and loss spreadsheets. They're all posted down the X account. The pinned tweet is always the P&L from the previous month. If you want to do extra research, I encourage you to do that due diligence. But you don't need to scroll down the page to see it. You simply need to head over to lockbetting.com where you can see all of the stored spreadsheets. And you can also sign up for the service. A service that has delivered 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is that I've been undefeated every single month in sports betting for a decade, plus 9 additional months as we look for month number 130 here in the month of March. It's 129 months of consecutive transparent and track profit. What that means is that I have had losing days. I have had losing weeks. Yes, I don't have Grey Sports Almanac, but I've never, ever lost for that 30 or 31 day period. Every single month we've had a profit. We've done it for 129 straight months. The spreadsheets are all there. When you look for them, also have a look at not just the fact that they add up to a profit, but have a look at how we manage a bankroll. We don't chase losers with bigger plays. We always manage it sensibly. And in turn, that makes betting accessible for anyone with a disposable income. If you don't have a disposable income, you shouldn't be getting involved in sports betting. But if you want to make it more fun and winning is more fun, then you need to check out Lock Betting. So let's move on with this edition of the EPL show, which, as I said, isn't an EPL show in terms of having EPL games, but it is an international special. It's one of those shows where we look through a hand-picked selection of games. There will actually be two of these shows out over the next 5 days as we look at the weekend stuff and then we look at the midweek stuff. Then after that, we will be dropping that Euro 2024 preview. It's long overdue. Decided to wait until the places were fully filled. And they will be filled after Tuesday's playoff games with Georgia and Greece coming through and playing each other. Ukraine and Iceland coming through and they'll play each other. And Wales and Poland coming through and they will also play each other. And this all goes down on a Tuesday. And we'll be looking at those games as part of the second international show that we release. And then we will do that Euro 2024 preview, a Euro 2024 draw reaction as we look ahead to this summer's tournament. So there's going to be no break in soccer this season. It's going to go straight from the domestic season to the Euros. You're going to get a few weeks off, but we're still going to do a couple of shows where we're looking at transfer activity. We're obviously going to do an episode of BetMUFC during that time. So we might be without soccer for maximum 3 weeks. So it's a big, big soccer year and you'll get everything here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And make sure you subscribe to the feed to make sure you never miss a show. So let's begin with some of these international friendlies. And there have been some big, big games organised. We're looking at Netherlands versus Scotland. We're looking at Spain versus Colombia. That's being played in England. That's going to be played at Emirates Stadium. So Spain and Colombia are here. We have England versus Brazil at Wembley Stadium. We have France versus Germany, which is actually happening in France. Not in Germany, where Germany are actually hosting Euro 2024. So you'd think they would be constantly playing on their own patch, but they are not. So these are some of the big games that we have to cover. And then in midweek, it carries on as England host Belgium on Tuesday. So England in particular picking out two or organising two very big games for themselves. So let's begin with the first game we are going to have a look at here. We start with the aforementioned Holland versus Scotland or Netherlands versus Scotland game, where the Dutch are the 1-2 favourites. It's 7-2 on the draw and it's 11-2 here on the Scots. Scotland, since securing qualification, have had a significant dip in form. They have no win in five coming into this game. And I do expect Holland to win, even if they rotate players. I do believe they'll have too much depth here for the Scots. Holland, their head-to-head record against Scotland recently is a dominant one. They've won four and drawn one of their last five matches, and they've scored 13 goals during this game. Even if they rotate, I believe they have enough depth to get the job done in their squad against a Scotland team who also may rotate and have conceded two or more goals in four of the last five friendlies. But they have scored in all five of those games. So both teams to score could be a way to go, particularly as this is a friendly. And Holland have seen that selection cash. BTTS has cashed in four of Holland's last five friendly games. Meanwhile, both teams have scored in four of Scotland's last five matches and in six of their last seven friendly internationals. And that includes a 2-2 draw with the Dutch 3 years ago. So lots of ways to go here with this selection. You could take Holland and BTTS, or you could just take the BTTS by itself, which, as I mentioned, is a plus money selection. Both teams to score here is available at 6-5. Holland and both teams to score is at 5-2 plus 250. Or you could just take Holland to be forced into needing to score two goals to win this game. So Holland to win on the money line, along with their team total of over 1.5, jumps this play up from Scotland at from the Netherlands at 1-2 minus 200 to 4-5 minus 125. We're going to make that our main selection here. I would not dissuade you from having a sprinkle on Holland and BTTS at 5-2 plus 250, because given the data, that's a huge price. But we're going to play it safe here. If Scotland do score, Holland will need to score two goals to win this game. But I think given the history, Holland are more than capable of scoring two goals anyway and winning this game as a result of scoring those two goals. Your first selection here on this show is Holland to get the win with over 1.5 goals scored. And that is available at 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Up next, we go on to the game that I mentioned earlier, as Spain and Colombia are in England. They'll be playing at the Emirates, and Spain are the favourites, the winner at 4-5. It's 13-5 on the draw, and the Colombians are a 7-2 underdog. I'm considering going to this one tonight. The only reason I might not go is because I'm going to England-Brazil tomorrow, and sometimes going to two games in 2 days can be overwhelming for a child, and my son may be less interested in tomorrow's game, which has cost me an absolute fortune. So I may skip it, but I may not. I'm expecting a very entertaining, open end-to-end game, which is one of the reasons I want to go here. So I think over 2.5 goals is a good tack on to Spain winning the game, as Spain are the better side here. They have won their last 6 matches with over 3.5 goals, actually cashing in 4 of those. This game is set up to be a showcase event, so I do believe that will lead to both teams attacking. Colombia actually have a good record in recent away friendlies, scoring at least 2 goals in their last 4. So if you don't want to tack on Spain to win this game, you could maybe look at the Asian handicap line of over 3, which pushes if there are 3 goals, it wins if there are 4 goals, and it only loses if there are 2. I just don't see 2 goals only in this type of scenario. You could also lay the juice on simply taking over 2.5 goals, which is available at the price of 3-4. So I'm going to make that my main selection here. I'm going to take over 2.5 goals at 3-4. But I also like Spain to win with over 2.5 goals tacked on at 2-1. And I'm also happy to take this up to over 3, which gives me a shade of plus money at the price of 11-10. So plus 110 here if you do take the over 3, where you need 4 goals to cash. But over 2.5 goals is the safest way to play this. As I said, there is a little bit of extra juice involved, but I'm happy to take it to get £175 back, £75 profit from a £100 stake, because this is a showcase game. And for that reason, I do believe there will be goals. We've seen a Spain team who've won the last 6 with over 3.5 goals in 4 of those games. Spain also come into this one having scored exactly 3 goals in the last 2 matches, conceding once each time, and that was to the likes of Cyprus and Georgia, and Colombia are better than them. Colombia are better in attack than they are at the back, and that's proven by the fact, as I mentioned, they've scored at least 2 goals in their last 4 away friendly games. So we're going to take over 2.5 goals here in the game between Spain and Belgium, and we take it at the price of 3-4 here for this one. Before we move on to Saturday's games, let me take this quick pause to let you know that Merch Madness is here, with 15% off everything in the merch store with the promo code MADNESS. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com and find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. That's ncpgambling.org. By the way, in reference to the Merch Madness stuff, there is soccer gambling podcast stuff there. So if you want to support the show, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can leave an iTunes review. We need those still. I don't mention them enough. That's because we don't get enough, and it becomes frustrating given what we do here on the show. But please support the show with a review. And you can now support us by getting some merchandise for the Soccer Gambling Podcast, so you can publicly show your support to everyone, get more listeners to all the show. They'll thank you because they'll make money. And at the moment, as I mentioned, you can get that 15% off with the promo code MADNESS. So make sure you head over there and get involved. If you tweet me your stuff at SGP Soccer or at LockBettingX, tweet me your order, or even wait for your stuff to come and tweet me a picture of you wearing it, I will not only retweet it and like it, but I will also give you a follow on both accounts, on both Lock Betting and at SGP Soccer as well. So let's move across to Saturday, and we look at a game here between the Republic of Ireland and Belgium. Well, Belgium travel to Ireland as the plus money 11 to 10 favourites. It's 23 to 10 on the draw, and it's 13 to 5 here on the Republic. Usually this would be an automatic play for me on Belgium. Ireland continue to be overwhelming, and Belgium just continue to win games that don't take place at major tournaments. Belgium coming to this one having won 8 and drawn 2 of the last 10 matches under the new manager. So obviously they're not going to want to suddenly have a huge dip here and lose a couple of friendlies to Ireland and England. Kevin De Bruyne is unavailable, and that does put you off. As does the fact that Ireland may get some sort of bounce from John O'Shea taking over from Stephen Kenny, but it's only a caretaker role. So I lean towards more towards Ireland being in a state of flux rather than being a team who are going to get a big bounce here. Obviously, Belgium are coming off a disappointing World Cup, and it looks like the golden generation of players have been unable to make that major breakthrough and win a tournament, but they're still good. They're still unbeaten in 8. They were still unbeaten in 8 Euro 2024 qualifying games. They only conceded 4 goals in those matches, and they came against Austria, Sweden, Azerbaijan and Estonia. So I think this is still going to be a tough task for Ireland, as I don't see them being able to score. Both teams have scored in just 3 of Ireland's last 9, and Belgium have kept 5 clean sheets in their last 7 matches. So with or without De Bruyne, I do believe that Belgium will be able to get a breakthrough. Belgium to actually win this game to nil is at 7-4. So we're getting nearly plus 200 here for a team who have kept clean sheets in 5 of their last 7 against an Ireland team who don't really pose too much attacking threat. I'm simply going to take Belgium here on the money line to win it at plus money. I am a little bit concerned about if there is a bounce and the fact that Kevin De Bruyne is not here, but not concerned enough to turn away from a plus money selection. So we're going to take Belgium on the money line here at a price of 11 to 10 here for this one. Up next, we look at that game between England and Brazil, where England are the 21 to 20 plus 105 favourites. It's 12 to 5 on the draw, and it's 3 to 1 here on Brazil. Brazil are a bit of a mess at the moment. If you look at the situation with Brazil and the fact that they can't really find a permanent coach, it doesn't look like Carlo Ancelotti is going to take the job. And they come into this one in poor form by their standards. They've lost their last 3 internationals. They have key players missing through injury. And England, they have won their last 5 home matches, and they are going to take this game seriously. A lot of the criticism of England and the Southgate regime is that they get to a major tournament and they don't win it because they're not used to playing big teams, because they arrange friendlies against comfortable opponents. And they're always in group matches against opponents that are expected to beat as well. So that's a big criticism of England. This is a big test. And England know they'll be criticised for not winning this game, even though it's only a friendly. So I'm going to take England to win this game. There's going to be a huge sellout crowd there. There was huge demands for these tickets, given that it was a friendly. Even I, with a membership, couldn't get this immediately because it went through a ballot system where I didn't get tickets. So I had to pay way over the odds. And that's going to be a situation that many people find themselves in. And my dad actually has a bar in Wembley and often gets free tickets for 90% of the games. This didn't fall into the category where he received free tickets, because there was even a ballot for the free tickets. So England will know from the FA what the demand was for this game, how hyped it was. This, I think, will be more important than those group games that they play against inferior opponents, because we all know that England are going to win. It's just a case of what's the score going to be against the likes of Malta and the Faroe Islands. We know the score. We know that England are going to win. We just don't know the score. This is a very, very different test. And I don't think that many people are going to point to the fact that Brazil are missing key players. No Casemiro, no Neymar, who's been injured for some time. Missing Alisson and Edison in goal. So I don't think people are going to make a big effort to highlight that. But they will make an effort to highlight that if England don't win, because they'll say that you didn't beat a Brazil team that were in terrible form and lost their last three, have a coaching issue, are in a state of flux, and were missing key players. All of that shit will be thrown at England if they don't win this game. For that reason, I'm going to take England to win it, and we take them at the price of plus 105 here for this one. Before we move on to the final game we're going to cover between France and Germany here on Saturday, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Game Time. Now, we've all been in a situation where ticket buying is stressful, especially on the secondary market, obviously, where you don't know whether to pull the trigger on tickets. Are they the best seats? Are better seats going to become available? Are better prices going to become available? Then obviously sometimes you have the issue of tickets not coming through. You don't want to be on the day of the event and you haven't received your tickets. That's stressful because you're not going to get help from Will Call because you didn't buy directly from the arena. Ticket buying shouldn't be that stressful. Buying tickets to your favourite events shouldn't be stressful at all. Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy and theatre near you. With killer last minute deals on tickets and the best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun that you'll have at the actual event. So snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account and use the code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and sweeten that deal by redeeming our code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today for last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Let me also take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can start betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. So download the Hall of Fame Bets app or just simply visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So let's move on to the final game we are going to have a look at here. It is France versus Germany, where France are the 10-11 favourites, 13-5 on the draw. And it's 3-1 here on Germany. Similarly to England, France don't really face too many tests. They breezed through their group, and they are the joint favourites or second favourites in some places to win the Euros, behind England, by the way, which I don't agree with. I look for France to win this game. Germany haven't really had that bounce off Nagelsmann. They're not looking in good shape here going into a tournament they're going to host. They've lost 6 of their last 10 games, and that run is going to probably get extended as they come up against the World Cup runners-up here in France. France have won 8 of their 10 games since the World Cup. Germany could make a contribution towards the scoring here, as both sides have scored in 5 of Germany's last 6 outings. But ultimately, I do not see them getting anything from this game. Julian Nagelsmann has taken over, but has struggled to overcome the difficulties that faced Flick before him. And as they've lost 6 of the last 10 games, which includes defeats at the hands of Poland, Colombia and Austria, I do not see them getting anything here against one of the best sides in the world. Didier Deschamps has an embarrassment of riches at his disposal. Even if he rotates here, I just cannot see past France winning against a German side who have underwhelmed massively in preparation for this major tournament that they're going to host. So this for me is a nice and simple selection. We are going to take France to get it done. France on the money line here at a price of 10 to 11 minus 110. Closing out with your lock on the show, we're going to stick with what we just gave out in the last game. We're going to go for France on the money line at the price of 10 to 11 against Germany. And I'm going to add some reasoning, which may seem strange, but I do believe that it puts it over the edge for me in terms of what we're going to take here as a lock. And that's the fact that the only major blot on France's record since the World Cup final loss against Argentina was a 2-1 loss to Germany in September. That was a huge surprise result. And France actually travelled to Germany at the same odds as this game. So getting France at home at 10 to 11 and getting France away at 10 to 11 means there's significant value on France in this revenge spot. I understand it's just a friendly, but we are getting closer to a major tournament. You can see by the games that France and England have arranged as favourites to win that tournament that they now want to be seriously tested. So I expect a full strength France team. I expect a motivated France team. I expect the fans in Lyon to be right behind them because they don't often get to see the French national team. And they're going up against a German team who, yes, they did turn up for that game against France, but they've ultimately lost 6 of their last 10 games in all competitions, while France have won 8 of their 10 games since the World Cup, with the only loss coming against the Germans. So my lock here on this show is going to be France on the money line at the price of 10 to 11 minus 110. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.